Here's another story from our Across Women's Lives desk. Between Harvey, Irma, and Maria, it has been a tough month for folks in the Caribbean and the American South. The hurricanes affected everyone in their paths. They also underscored deep social divides. The horrific weather made it clear that in an increasingly mobile world, not everyone is mobile. Not everyone gets to escape the storm in time, and not everyone gets to come back. We sent the world's Jasmine Garz to Texas in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. Here's the first of three stories she'll have for us in the coming days.
First, it rained bullets in a town somewhere in Texas. That's how Anne describes her husband's final fit of rage.
My kid's father shot my house up, trying to kill me.
I can't tell you Anne's last name. She's still in danger. But I can tell you that she was lucky.
Neither one of us, not one bullet touched us.
Anne took her kids and came here to a domestic violence shelter in the city of Beaumont. It's the only shelter in six counties. A few days after she arrived, it started raining again. This time, it was Hurricane Harvey.
Me and my four children, when we woke up, we stepped in water. And then we looked out the window, and it was just water. And it was just steady coming in. And so me, I tried to like get the towels thinking and hoping maybe just our little area. It wasn't. It was the whole wing.
The whole wing was flooded. Anne started to panic. She watched people on television evacuating, and she says she thought, well, maybe it's time to go back home.
And so I'm sitting there, I'm thinking to myself, oh, wow, what am I going to do? Your choices are, do I go back to my abuser and deal with some stuff, or try to figure out, you know, because you have no money because, you know, you're just in a bad place.
And deep down inside, she knew. She knew exactly how the story would end if she went back.
I mean, if he's pretty much telling me I'm going to kill you.
Expected to be a Category 3 when it hits. Urgent warnings going out, evacuations underway at this hour, flights already being canceled.
For women in Anne's situation, women who are already fleeing, evacuating during a natural disaster.
It's very complicated because a lot of our women cut ties with their families, cut ties with their friends.
Deborah Tomov is the director at the Beaumont shelter, and she says taking these women to public shelters is risky.
It's a small community, so if you're running away from your abuser, it's very, you know, the concern is that, you know, your abuser can find you in a place like that where everybody is just there in one place.
Tomov had to think quickly. The water was too high for them to drive the women, so the fire department had to take them to the civic center. The Beaumont shelter was damaged, so the authorities took the women to Dallas, where they stayed for a couple of weeks.
I just kept telling me, just look at it as an adventure.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Let's get straight to the breaking news. Harvey provoking an unfolding flooding disaster in America's fourth largest city, Houston, Texas.
About 80 miles south in parts of Houston, the damage from Harvey is extensive. As I drive down one of the main avenues, rows of little houses stare back blankly, their insides spilled on the sidewalks. Soggy couches, tables, chairs. But amidst the devastation, I find another domestic violence shelter. This one is called Bridge Over Troubled Waters, which remains unscathed.
Category 5 hurricane. This building was built to withstand a Category 5 hurricane.
Debbie Mosley is the executive director of this shelter. She smiles proudly as she pats the thick brick wall. During the storm, they had trouble with the phones.
But we did get a call from the police department the night of the storm, and there was a sexual assault. The night of the storm, there was a rape.
And she came here.
The shelter stood strong. But Mosley tells me a lot of these women still lost what little they had. And for them, it's going to be an especially uphill battle to rebuild. We keep walking through the shelter. I meet a woman named Ashley in the hallway.
I never expected to be in this situation. You know, I've always had a family and a home and my children as well.
Ashley sits down next to me on a bench under a fluorescent light and strokes her pregnant belly. She won't go into detail. She refers to what her husband did to her as the incident.
When the incident happened, I just had no choice but to take off. I really don't have anybody, so this is the first time that I'm really having to just do it on my own.
She says she's lucky the shelter was built strong enough to withstand the storm. Still, she worries about what's next. She's on a waiting list to receive housing. But after Hurricane Harvey, as many as 40,000 homes have been lost. She worries she's no longer a priority. And she gets it.
these people out there have lost. I can't imagine just out of nowhere losing your home and your life is together and you're just stranded with your family.
Ashley pauses and laughs sadly.
I mean, I can imagine, yes.
For The World, I'm Jasmine Garst, Houston, Texas.